We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Shluchim, Halacha Hey. We're finishing up the Halacha now, and Rav Nosson Zal is in the appendix portion. He's adding small pieces. Some of it is from his notes, like that he used to prepare this Halacha possibly. In our versions, it's page 454, the right-hand column, in middle of the column. V'zehu gam kein b'chinas ma she'ne'epach ha'mayim ledom b'mitzroyim. What we're learning here is also tied into what Moshe Rabbeinu did, that he was able to change the water of Egypt into blood. Ki mitzroyim b'chinas hisgabrus hora she'be'medame. Because as we learned before, Egypt represents the evil aspect of Medame. Medame is a combination of good and bad. Mitzrayim is the bad of Medame. Shehu bechinas tigboires hadomim, which is also referred to as an increase and of blood, of redness, of din, of judgment. Shezeu bechinas kol golus Mitzrayim. That's what the whole exile in Egypt was all about. Kama shekosu bekavonois Pesach. As the Arizal writes, when he explains the Kabbalistic meanings behind the holiday of Pesach, that it's tied into the tikkun of the damim, of the blood. Ki al shem ze nikre medame, and this is also one of the reasons why the Yetzirah, the Sitra Achra, is called medame, l'shoin domim, kamuva, associated with the word blood, as is brought in the Sifrei Kabbalah. V'zeh b'chinas pegam ho'egel al yidei shenitna ha'toyra b'tchilo b'tshuois v'hoimiois. And this is also tied into the fact that the Erev Rav was able to instigate the sin of the golden calf because of the fact that the first set of commandments were given with a lot of publicity, a lot of noise. Ki adayin tzrichin lechapes. Because we still need to search for the tzaddik. V'heim pogmu bozeh al yidei ho'erev rav. And at that time, the Jews messed up in that area as a result of the misguidance of the erev rav. Al kein, therefore, kishomru, when they said, ki zeh Moshe ho'ish lo yodanu mehoyaloi, this person, Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't know what happened to him. He said he was coming back in 40 days, and according to their calculation, the 40 days had ended and he wasn't back. Nisu achra avodazoro shel ho'egel loy lumad. They ended up wandering off the right path and going after an egel, a golden calf, rachmana litzlan, idol. His gabrus ksilus hamedame. This was an increase of foolishness, the foolishness of medame. Mashehoyoroi behepech. Whereas what really would have been proper and appropriate would have been just the opposite. Sheyichapsu v'yivakshu ma'oid ma'oid es Moshe. That they should really, really search a lot for Moshe Rabbeinu, for the tzaddik. Im einam yoide mehoyeloi, if they don't know what happened to him. V'seh kishomar Moshe, shlach no biyat tishloch. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu meant when he said to Hashem, please send the one whom you're gonna send. What did he mean by that? Ki yodei ani she'eini goyalam losid. Because I know that I'm not gonna be the one to redeem them in the future. It'll be Moshiach ben David. Oz daiko omar Hashem yisborach. And it was when Moshe Rabbeinu said that specifically is when Hashem said to him, Leich, I want you to go on this mission. And I will be with you. Ki adarabba, because just the opposite of what you're thinking. Me'achar shato yodei ha'emes. Because of the fact that you know the truth. She'ein tachlis hagmar al yodcho. That the final finish will not be through you. Al kein adayin gamato tzorech levakesh al kein. Therefore, you also, Alkein Gamato Tzorech Levakesh. Therefore, you also still have to search. You have to search for the final redeemer. You have to search for the end solution. Al came therefore, Lech Bishluchusi, you Moshe Rabbeinu, right now, you go to the mission that I'm telling you to do. V'tatzliach al yidei zeh daiko. And you're gonna be successful through this itself, through the fact that you know that you're not the final end. Ki ato muchroch la'asos es sholcho. Because you must do your part. You have to make your contribution. V'soif kol soif. And in the very end, ha'gemar yeh gam ken al yodcho. The final conclusion is also going to be with your participation, with Moshe Rabbeinu's participation. Ki ma shehoyo hu sheyeh. Because as the Pasuk says in Koheles, that which was is that which will be. Meaning the one who took the people out of exile in the beginning is going to be the same one to take them out of exile in the end. Moshe Rabbeinu. It's brought that the first letters of ma shehoyo hu spell the word Moshe. That the same Moshe Rabbeinu who was the original Redeemer, he's going to play a major, major role in the final redemption. However, right now, you yourself don't even know yet exactly how you're going to complete this awesome task. Shemispashtim kenegdoi kol kach. Whereby the Yetzirah is fighting it so powerfully, working so hard against you. Al kein, therefore, adayin gamato tzorech levake shulechapes kanal. You too, Moshe Rabbeinu, have to search. Search for Hashem, search for the Yeshua, ad shetigmor, until you will be able to succeed in completing this mission, in finishing it. Vizeh bechinas hilchas mechira. And this is tied into the laws of transactions, buying and selling. Kol hamasu matn levarer nitzutzo isu emuna. All business that's being transacted is all about refining holy sparks of faith that are found in the different things that are being transacted. Bechinas, as the Gemara says, when a person comes to heaven, they ask him a question, nososo venosato be'emuna. Did you conduct your business with trustworthiness, with faith? So we see that emuna is playing a very important role in the business. It's the tikkun of these sparks of emuna, nitzotzi emuna. Hainu bechinas biror hamedame. This is the concept of the refinement of the medame, being able to differentiate between the good and bad, and extract the good and refine it and elevate it. V'alkein roiv hamasu matn al yedei nesiyos. And it's for this reason that the majority of businesses that are being transacted require traveling. Sheyihyeh sasus tofel roichev kanal. And as we learned before, as Rav Nosson Zal mentioned in the halacha, that a Jew needs to know that the way we live in this world, we have to make sure that the horse is subservient to the rider and not vice versa. The body, which is compared to the horse, should be subservient to the soul, which is the rider, and not the opposite. Ki nesiyos bechinas tikun al pegam emuna, kama shikos b'makom acher. Because we know, Rabbeinu Zal tells us in a different chapter in Likut Imran, where he speaks about Eile Masei Bnei Yisrael, these are the travels of the Jewish people. Rabbeinu Zal shows there, that when a Jew needs to travel for any reason, we know that a major part of travel is for the sake of business, that's a tikkun of pegam emuna. When the Jews got involved in the Egel HaZohav, they said, Eile Elokecho Yisrael. That's what the Erev Rav said. These are your new Hashem. This combination of an ox and a cow that came out of the fire, what we call the golden calf, the Zohar HaKadosh reveals it wasn't just one, it was a combination of two, Shoer and Chamoer, an ox and a donkey, which was Kilayim. So they said, Eile Elokecho Yisrael, there's a Sefer Asura Mamoris, one of the Sifrei Kabbalah that says that Eile Masei Bnei Yisrael is the tikkun for Eile Elokecho Yisrael. And Rabbeinu Zal quotes this and expounds on this in two different chapters on Likutei Moran. V'alkein, and therefore, roiv ha-kinyonim al-yidei ha-bigodim. The majority of kinyonim, of acquisitions, The manner that the kinyan is done is using an article of clothing, kinyan sudar, it's called. Shehein bebechinas hachashmal. Clothing is associated with chashmal. We mentioned earlier that the word chashmal is bigematria malbush. It represents a elvush. Sheshoimer esa'oda mi bilbul hamedame, which protects the person from the confusion, from the problems of medame. Shehu bechinas ruach sa'ora vanan godoil. That's the concept of these major klipois, the three major klipois that are mentioned in the vision of Yecheskel Anovi. Sheheim haklipo hakoidemes lepri. They represent the shell, the peel, the husk, that precedes, that's on top of, and comes first before a person gets to the actual fruit. Vishom melubosh noiga. And there, within this whole package of the three klipos and the fruit, in the middle somewhere, you have this klipas noiga, shehu mo'erov toivora, which is a combination of good and bad. Umitoicho ke'en hachashmal. And inside, all the way inside, you have the chashmal. Shemishom ro'o kol hamerkova. It's through this that Yecheskel Anovi was able to see the throne, the chariot of Hashem, shehu bechinas haruach hakodesh shehimshich gam betoikef hagolus. This refers to the divine spirit of Hashem, which Yecheskel Anovi was able to draw upon Klal Yisrael even while we were still in exile. Levarer hamedame, in order to refine and repair the medame, shealkein nikra b'shem merkova. It's for this reason that it's referred to as this chariot. Ki ikr, it's called the Maisa Merkova, the vision that Yecheskel Anovi saw. Ki ikr tikun hamerkova, sheyia hasus toifel aroichev kanal. Because as we learned earlier, the main tikun of the Merkova, of the Holy Spirit of Hashem, is when a Jew is able to see to it that the horse is subservient to the rider. V'alkein maftirin zois b'shvuas, and this is also the reason why we read this Haftorah, the vision of Yecheskel Anovi, which is called this Maisa Merkova. That's what we read on the holiday of Shavuos when we celebrate Matan Torah. Ki kol hashinuyim shebemaso matan heim al yedei bilbul hamedame, because all the different options and all the changes that take place when people conduct business are all associated with bilbul hamedame. V'zeh bechinas, and this is what the pasuk says in Rus, which we also read on Shavuos. V'zois lefonim b'Yisrael. This will be the procedure in Klal Yisrael when they want to do a transaction, when they want to transfer ownership of something to someone else. Sholaf ish naloi, one person removes their shoe and they give it to their friend, and in that manner they show that they're transferring ownership. Now Rav Nosson Zal continues. V'eile toildois peretz. We find in Chumash, right after the incident with Yehuda and Tamar, the Torah tells us the lineage that came out of Tamar, leading all the way to, eventually leading to Dovra Melech and Moshiach. So the Pasuk says there that she had twins, Peretz and Zorach. V'eile toildois peretz. These are the descendants of Peretz. The word peretz means shepoiretz geder lasos loiderech. The Gemara says about a king, that a king has the authority that when he decides that he has to go out to battle and he needs a path for his army to be able to go, he's allowed to break through a fence of somebody's property in order to go through that person's property in order to get to the battlefield. If it's a shortcut to get to the battlefield, the king feels he needs it, the king is poiretz geder. He opens up a gate, lasis loiderach, to make a path for himself. K'moshom Rabbi Seinu al posuk, as the rabbis tell us in the Gemara, on the posuk, ben mi zeh ho'elem. Whose son is this young person? Ki hu sasum v'nelam mo'oid mo'oid. Because the secret of the coming of Moshiach and the whole birth of Moshiach is something that's very, very hidden. V'hu ikar tikun haniflo hanase al yidei toldos peretz. And this is the main awesome tikkun that's accomplished through the birth of Peretz. Ki hu poiretz gedorim lasis loy drochim nifloim chadoshim. Because the true tzaddik opens up gates, he opens up pathways to create new wondrous paths, shiloy nizgalu meyolam, which have never yet been revealed. Kedei lesaken hakol. In order to fix everything, in order to repair everything that needs to be repaired. Kamuvon besicha, as is discussed in one of the paragraphs in Rabbi Nachman's Sichoi Soran. Now, Rabbi Nosson Zal says, Pnei Moshe kipnei chama, pnei Yeshua kipnei levona. We know that the Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu's face shone like the sun, the light of the sun. Yehoshua, his student, his face shone like the light of the moon. Shehi mismaetes umismales. The sun is pretty much constant. Its light is constant. The moon gets smaller and smaller and smaller the second half of the month, and during the first half of the month, it gets larger and larger. Sheikar avoidas Yisrael lemalois pigimas halavona. The main goal of the Jewish people, the main reason behind everything we do in this world, the study of Torah, the mitzvahs, everything we do, is to fix, to repair the defectiveness, the deficiency in the moon. That it should not be lacking in any way. The moon should be full, complete. And one of the main ways that we accomplish this is by really searching. Shetzrichen levakesh hatzadik hasholem. We need to really seek and search for the complete tzadik. Bechinas Moshe, achar histalkusoi beyoser. We need to search for him during his lifetime. And after he passes away, we need to search for him even more. Kigam bechayov iefshel iskari veilov alkabli mimenu b'chol pam mashet sorech l'tikuni anitzchi b'chol eis. Because even while the tzaddik is living, it's impossible for a person to be able to receive, to come close to the tzaddik, and to receive from the tzaddik at all times what the person needs. Mashet sorech l'tikuni anitzchi. What the person needs for his eternal repair, his eternal tikkun, b'chol eis, all the time, all the different times. Kim al yidei bakosho v'chipus harbe. The only way that a person can find the tzaddik and find what he needs, find the ruach hakodesh of the tzaddik, so that the tzaddik can completely repair him in all circumstances, is by really, really searching a lot. Kilefomim al yidei masov nechsha chas v'sholom oyer hashemesh al yidei anonim. Because at times, as a result of our sinful deeds, the light of the sun gets blocked by the clouds. The clouds that are caused by our sins, Rachman al-Islam. Mikol shkein achar hastalkusoi. How much more so, that's while the tzaddik is living, where the light of the sun is shining. Even when the light of the sun is shining, there are times that it's blocked by clouds. Mikol shkein achar histalkusoi. How much more so, this is true after the tzaddik passes away, when we no longer have the light of the sun, but rather, it's the light of the moon. She'oz u'bechinas pnei levona, then his student takes over, which is the moon. Pnei Yeshua k'pnei levona. Sheshom shchiach hamiyut. By the moon, it's much more normal and prevalent that it goes through phases of being small, being very, very small, decreasing in size. V'oz iskas yesiara. And then the moon gets covered over, halfway, three-quarter way, and completely. V'zeh malas Rosh Hashanah. And this is also part of the great significance of Rosh Hashanah. Tiku b'chodesh shofar b'keseh. We blow the shofar on Rosh Chodesh b'keseh, when the moon is covered up. Chodesh shahalavana miskaseh boy. It's the month in which the moon is covered up on its holiday, on Rosh Hashanah. V'yedetki ha-shofar, and through the mitzvah blowing the shofar, b'chinas kibbutz ha-kodosh shel Rosh Hashanah, which represents that we're blasting the trumpets, telling everybody to come and gather together, the kibbutz, the special gathering of Rosh Hashanah, nismales v'nistakenes. Through that, the moon, the deficiency in the moon gets filled in, and it gets its complete tikkun. Baruch Hashem. With this, we complete this major, major halacha, Hilchos Shluchim, halacha hei, which was very, very powerful.